Good evening and welcome to another edition of Destination Out. Mike Johnston here with you until 2 a.m. Tonight on Destination Out, I'm going to be featuring the music of Rashid Ali, and he'll be coming your way in about an hour, and he'll probably play things that he's on from at least the last 2 hours of the program. I have tons of stuff I pulled together here, including things with Marion Brown and John Coltrane, Jackie McLean, Archie Shepp, on and on and on. Tons of sax players, Charles Gale, Peter Brotzman, and then things he put out on his own label. So we'll be getting to those and trying to cover his whole career, basically, in a real diverse music a little bit later on. Starting out tonight, I thought we'd start it off with great organist Larry Young from his album Mothership. This was recorded in 69, came out sometime in the 70s. Cool band with Lee Morgan on trumpet, Herbert Morgan on tenor, Larry Young organ, and Eddie Gladden, friend of Larry Young's, on drums. We're going to hear the title track, Mothership.
Thank you. Thank you.
John Coltrane, that was an outtake from his self-titled album on Impulse label, usually known to Coltrane fans as the Blue Cover Coltrane album, and the one that has the tune Out of This World on it. That was Big Nick, really nice Coltrane piece there. And then before that, we heard a remake of that from 1970 from the Tony Williams Lifetime album, Turn It Over. And a really great band on that with John McLaughlin on guitar, Jack Bruce from the band Cream on bass, and Tony Williams drums. Larry Young was on organ, really great band. And we opened that set up with Larry Young's album, The Mothership, which he recorded for Blue Note about the time that they sold it to Liberty Records, and the album didn't come out until the late 70s. Is really, I think, one of his really great records. And a tune there called the title track, Mothership, with Herbert Morgan on tenor, Lee Morgan trumpet, Larry Young organ, Eddie Gladden on drums. Eddie Gladden played drums on quite a few of his Blue Note records. 20 minutes after the hour, we're featuring Rashid Ali a little bit later on. Right now we're going to hear a recording of Fred Anderson that came out after he passed away. Tatsu Aoki, the bassist, put this out. It's called Live Volume 4. Really cool band with Tim O'Dell on alto and soprano. Fred Anderson, tenor. Tetsu Aoki, bass. Avriel Ra is on drums. We're going to hear a tune called Thank You, Fred, recorded live in 2010.
Thank you. Thank you.
Fred Anderson Quartet Live. That's from Volume 4. Tim O'Dell on soprano, Fred Anderson tenor, Tetsue Aoki bass, Evriel Ra was on drums, a tune called Thank You, Fred. You know, improvisation titled after he passed away. A disc came out just this, a few months ago. Recorded in 2010 at the Velvet Lounge, Fred Anderson's place. 22 minutes in front of the hour. Up next, we're going to hear from a new release of some old tapes. The Vinnie Golia Wind Quartet, West Coast Ensemble. This was recorded in the 70s and just came out on a French label, Dark Tree. They've issued a few West Coast things. They put out a Bobby Bradford, Fred Anderson, or Bobby Bradford, John Carter disc not too long ago. It was really nice. And this is kind of a continuation of that series. This is from 1979, tapes that Vinnie Golia and Mark Weber had of the performance. Vinnie Golia plays woodwinds, John Carter clarinet, Bobby Bradford cornet, Glenn Ferris is on trombone. We're going to hear a cut called Kronos, number 2.
Thank you.
The Vinnie Golia Wind Quartet, live at the Century City Playhouse, Los Angeles, 1979, tune called Kronos 2. This is a brand new release on the Dark Tree label, just came out in the last month. Dark Tree is a French label that's been beginning to issue a few old Los Angeles jazz records, recordings, things that hadn't come out before. Vinnie Golia on woodwinds, John Carter clarinet, Bobby Bradford cornet, and Glenn Ferris was on trombone on that cut. It's 5 minutes in front of the hour. We'll be back with a 2-hour feature on jazz great Rashid Ali.